Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's find out right now. We'll bring him on right now. Tom McCarthy, the voice of your Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, Tommy.
And what's going on?
Tom, if you needed to become a news broadcaster giving us updates on the coronavirus, would you be able to do it?
I would need somebody next to me feeding me as much information as possible to be able to do that.
All right. Could Crocker serve that role?
No, I don't think he could serve that role. Well, I mean, he could, but it would be a really different approach.
Hey, Tommy, let's go back a week. What was it like when they shut down baseball? What was that like from your perspective?
It was in stages, kind of, Ange. I mean, it was kind of weird even leaving the other day because at that point nobody was left. But you're kind of thinking, all right, we're gonna, like everybody else, we're gonna be shut down for maybe a week, and then you sort of realize that it's gonna sort of crawl into a couple weeks and now months. That's the weird part, is that, you know, I was ready to not only do a game, but then go, like you guys were mentioning, to the NCAA tournament. And it was sort of a shuffling effect. The baseball gets canceled. Or I don't even know what the sequence was. The NBA gets canceled. Then the NHL gets canceled. Then I'm watching the college tournament games getting ready for the A-10 tournament. And people are walking off the floor. And then an hour later is when baseball decides that they're going to postpone spring training. It was such a snowball. And I was just thinking about it. I was looking at the calendar. I mean, it really was only a week ago that things have changed so much. It is absolutely remarkable.
All right, so I'm just wondering, like, when the word finally, there were a couple of days in there, Tom, where people didn't know what to do. Like, are you back home now, or are you still down in Florida?
Yeah, I'm back home. I got back home about a day or so ago. So I was sort of in a boat. My son was still playing in this independent league spring training on the other side of the state. So I wasn't going to leave until, you know, he was finished. So I was in Clearwater on Saturday, Sunday. The days sort of roll together now. I left late Monday afternoon from Clearwater and started to drive because he still was playing, or practicing, I should say, for a couple of days. And then he decided, you know what, he can sort of read the tea leaves of what was going on down in Florida, and said, I got to get out of here. And just get back home and make sure that we're home and everybody is, you know, sort of safe and together. I was down there for a couple of days. It was interesting because I would call back home and see how things are going here. And there was still a lot of activity going on down in Clearwater from a spring break standpoint.
Well, I gotta tell you something, Tom. And this is, we were there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it was, they were having a hell of a spring training. They were doing, Girardi had, there was a whole, they had the best record of baseball. I know it's just exhibition baseball, but wasn't there a great aura around the team this spring?
I said to somebody, I think it was a couple weeks ago, it might have been, we might have been sitting outside, Murph might have been with me, and it was sort of a relaxed spring training. Like, there was nothing, it was different. It was just different than it's been the last couple of years. There wasn't, it just relaxed confidence more than anything else, and it was comfortable. And I mean, we were having a great time with Joe was coming on TV in the sixth inning of every game, and he was fantastic. It was a good spring training. There was a lot of chemistry going on too, and I you know, hopefully when we get this thing rolling again, they're going to pick up right where they left off.
Tom, I wasn't going to go there, but based on what you said, I have no choice now. Do you miss Gabe Kapler?
I would say that I'm excited for Joe to be here.
You are good, Tom.
You're the best. What a pro he is. What a pro he is. Right, Tom, this is what I think most fans are doing. They're going, look, we will get past this, but what will there be of a baseball season? Could you give me any early read on, like, how much of a season we'll get, how much time they'll need once everybody's clear? Do you have any sense for that at all right now?
You know, I would say that they're going to need at least 3 weeks, if not, you know, a little bit longer to get themselves ready. I will say that, you know, watching the different commissioners around sports sort of talk about what they're thinking, because I do think some of it, and not because they were the first ones to cancel the season, but I watched an interview yesterday with Adam Silver, and, you know, he was being asked about what the NBA will do. You know, will they do kind of like an NCAA tournament, or will they, you know, just go right into the playoffs? And he said he hasn't really thought about that because he doesn't know from a CDC standpoint when he'll be allowed to begin the season. I mean, they're in sort of a different boat than we are. Every day I change. I mean, I somebody asked me yesterday when I was out doing some stuff, when I thought it would start. I said maybe June 15th, but I don't know. I mean, June 1st, June 15th, that area right now seems optimistic. But hopefully it's in that sort of territory. It's not going to be a full season.
No.
I think we're beyond that. I would say, you know, maybe 100 games if they're lucky, and then they go from there. I mean, we've done it before. I mean, when, you know, the strike happens, it's happened before. I mean, I know they've done it in years past as well. But I would say right now maybe 100 games, if not, you know, less. But I think it'd be all speculation for anybody at this point.
All right, Tom, my last question is more profound than I normally ask. And I ask it because of, well, what I have experienced, because I thought I was developing a new perspective on life until Malcolm Jenkins got caught, and I went berserk anyway. Have you gotten a new perspective on sports versus the reality of life based on this crisis?
Well, I know that I miss sports, obviously. I mean, I think that's the one thing that we kind of understand, because anytime we've had issues in this world in my lifetime, I know it's been different for my parents' lifetime, but I know that when we've had problems in the world, you know, sports, you know, kind of was there for us to get past it. And we were part of that. But now that's not there. I think that what I'm more amazed by is that there are different quadrants of this country that still are not adhering to what the government is trying to get us to do. And that, to me, it's hard to wrap my head around it. I mean, I know everybody's life is their own. They choose what they want to do. But this possibly, we don't know this 100%, but we think we do. Whatever they're doing is going to affect the person next to them.
Yeah.
And it's just for these few days. And then they're going to come home and be like, oof, I got that out of my system. That perspective is, you know, it's hard to wrap my head around. The other part of it is that, you know, social media is sometimes a pain in the neck. Sometimes it's so informative, but there are so many stories on social media about how people are reaching out to help other people. That to me is incredible. I mean, you sit there and then you read them and you're thinking, well, what can I do to help make people pass the time? I do think your perspective changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Being in the sports world, though, I think it's hard for us not to have sports because we think, I mean, maybe this is sort of vain of us, but we think that, hey, like what you guys are doing. I mean, the fact that you're still on the air and still providing an outlet for people. I mean, that to me is incredible that you're able to still do that in this day and age. And it's so important, you know, for all of us that usually do games. I think we feel the same way, but those games aren't there for us to do it.
Thank you, Tom.
It's interesting.
I just want to say that, yes, we are here providing a invaluable public service on a daily basis. We really are. Tom, we miss you terribly, and I hope you're wrong about June 15th, but you're probably not wrong.
I hope I am too.
Tom,
I am too.
Tom, can't wait to hear your voice during the Phillies game again. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
The great Tom McCarthy. Elliot Shore Parks coming up in our next segment now to absolutely rant about the Eagles getting rid of Malcolm Jenkins. Mm. But Gary is out of line right now. Let's see what he's got. Hi, Gar.
Hi, Angelo. Let me take you off speaker, okay?
Take me off speaker. People are on speaker. He sounded better than most of the callers that aren't on speaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never understand that. Gary, what's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I just wanted to talk to you, read your comments on the Jersey Shore yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take umbrage with your remarks, but I'm a lifelong resident. I've lived in South Jersey my entire life. I work on the boardwalk in Ocean City. Unfortunately, now I'm not working because the restaurant that I work for has closed because we were overwhelmed with people from out of town, and we work on a summer economy and a winter economy.
Sure.
Now, our summer economy also includes college kids that are out of school and are working for us. But with so many people on the boardwalk and so many people coming down, we were overwhelmed. We tried everything we could to stay open, but we could not, okay? So I'm hoping that, especially with what everything that you said today, just finished up talking to Tom McCarthy about the public service that you provide, that you will think twice about coming down to the Jersey Shore. And the reason I say that is because where we are is we are in our winter economy. We have few people, and we have supplies in restaurants. We have supplies in supermarkets and pharmacies set up for the winter economy. We were overwhelmed by the people who came down. The shelves are empty now. And also, with that being said, I know you may come down here and bring food and bring booze or whatever you bring, but eventually you will have to go to a store here. You're taking that what you get out of somebody's mouth down here that may need it. That's number one. Number two, also, that says the same for if, God forbid, that you get this coronavirus, while you were down at the Jersey Shore, you're going to end up in a hospital that has beds for the people in a wintertime economy, not a summertime economy. So secondly, that can be really detrimental to somebody else, that you are very lucky and blessed to have two homes, one there and one here. I have one. So I'm very afraid. I'm in that age group of people that can get very sick, okay? I'm very afraid.
All right, Gary, so, let me just say, I completely respect your point of view, and if I lived down there, I would have the same point of view. You also should be able to understand that if we are taxpayers who are paying for an entire year, we feel that we should have the option to be safer by going to the house that is safer. And I hope you would honor and respect that feeling as well. Because I'm paying a lot of money in taxes to have a house down there.
And now I
have political leaders out there telling me, stay the hell away from your house. Good, then why don't you give me a tax break? Because it doesn't sound like I'm getting.
You already got a tax break by not being down there all the time.
No, they got a tax break by me owning property down there.
If you were there all the time, the taxes would be way, way higher.
All right. Anyway, I'm not going down there at all because I'm here providing an essential service.
And what
Rhea's family is down there right now, Gary.
First of all, we're there every weekend.
Right.
So we're there every weekend. All, but he's down there with my son.
Right.
I did all the shopping up here. They haven't left the house.
No, Gary.
So the people who were going and overwhelming the boardwalk and the restaurants are idiots. You go down there and you stay in your house.
But, Gary, let me just say this. If they run low on toilet paper down the shore, I'll give you Rhea's address. She's got enough for about two communities.
That's not true.
I just would like to add one more thing for that, please.
Yeah.
I live in Atlanta County now. We have our cases of coronavirus confirmed.
Right.
Cape May County confirmed of coronavirus yesterday, and oddly enough, it's from somebody out of New York State.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, like, it is coming now.
I know. Gary, everybody's going to be touched by it, whether we want to or not. Gary, do you have anybody benefiting from this?
I would say supermarkets.
Supermarkets. Nobody had said it until Gary did.
They're inundated, man.
Al, they're inundated. Their shelves are empty.
Yeah, but what that guy
Billy
said,
King was in one yesterday.
Yeah.
What that guy said, the mayor of Cape May, whatever it was,
right.
He said, he didn't say don't come down. He said don't treat it like vacation.
Yeah. Yeah,
that absolutely.
The way he said it was rude.
No, but if they had restaurants open on the boardwalk open, you're in, Al, back to your original point, you're inviting people to go.
I just want the option because I pay taxes on that home. Well, I'm not going out.
Social distancing doesn't matter if you're right. at the shore or it's still the rules still in place.
It seems yeah. more distant down the shore. There's less people. But I'm not going. I understand I'm not going. Clearly, you're listening to
you
the show.
You can't go. Your wife's got a scooter on her foot.
Yeah, right? And I have the hand thing here. But I'm not going because I understand that what we're doing here on a daily basis is essential to the well-being of the Delaware Valley.
Sure, you playing skee ball would be something right now.
You know, I'm going to tell you the truth, though. I'm not terrible at it.
With the hand like that?
I'm not. Well, that's right.
Your wife with a scooter?
Once this heals, I can hit that little circle
right
in the middle.
You go to skee ball?
I am not bad. All right, no, I'm not challenging you. Billy King. He's always looking for a match somewhere. 888-729-9494. Finally, we're provided with something we have not had enough of the last 2 days. Ripping the Eagles for Malcolm Jenkins. WIP's reporter, Elliot Shaw Parks, will serve that role. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time 817.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.